All right, hello. Welcome to the fireside. Sorry for the late start. We had a long meeting. Things are going well. A lot of stuff to plan for, though. Also, we've got a hard network out for this meeting because I got a football game to watch. So,
Also, we're going to do a move up directly after this meeting from 49 to 4:07. So if you have stuff there, get ready and don't be late.
there you go. All right. So first off, I just want to convey that we're doing very well. I've been keeping my ear to the wire, listening to all the chatter from our enemies, listening to everything like I normally do, and they're starting to realize it. It's dawning on them. So just so you guys know, I know that you don't get to necessarily hear this stuff, but they are starting to realize like maybe we fucked up, which has been very satisfying. So I want to shout out all these kills that happened in Chinese time zone. Someone wants to link these males. A bunch of you asking how they fucked up. How they fucked up was by just letting us move with no resistance and having a plan of not fighting for the space and then coming and taking it back after we leave. That was a giant miscalculation. So, and then let me shout out these males. We got a Ragnarok, an Erebus, a Revenant, a Vanquisher, and a Zerial. I think that was all the big ones. So, those were some excellent kills that happened. I believe that's 2 nights ago now. Oh, there was a Komodo. Yeah, all right, there you go. Komodo. Can't forget the Komodo. Check out the battle report. Congrats to our guys. That was some of our Chinese time zone guys dropping dreads and killing titans and good stuff. John, do not worry, I'm gonna get to that too. Also wanted to shout out Lon for baiting out the second Python kill ever with an Orca and a Vexer. Congratulations. Getting a Python kill is awesome. Good job. Fantastic. What you got?
I wanted to comment.
Uh-huh.
I had a happy moment noting that while we were not the majority of the people on those faction titan kills, pretty much everyone on those faction titan kills, while they are not in the Imperium today, both of those alliances used to be in the Imperium at one point, and that made me smile.
We found a use for the Orca and Null, indeed. All right, so updates on Locust Fleet. The first major frack will be in the first week of January. So that will be, if you guys are waiting, that'll be like sort of turbo mining moons like we used to. So that's going to be 1 weekend of just maximum moon destruction. So that'll be starting in January and then going forward once a month after that. Mercenary dens, your corporation should have info for you tomorrow on that. So look for info tomorrow on mercenary dens. And then yeah, Locust will be back to its namesake, indeed. As far as I told you guys, we do not have any plans for major activity as far as invasion or deployment or anything like that in the next month. And we don't have any plans beyond that, but I'm just saying that the next month is definitely locked in. And but we are seeing an uptick in fights and poking and prodding enemy space. That is intentional, and we should be able to see more fleets that result off that. We've already had some excellent fights going on, and we've been fighting in enemy space and doing very well, especially all things considered. When you talk about having to use the available transport methods and them having absolute capital advantage, so things are going pretty well in that front. Keep watching for shutout pings. That's important. We do have Imperium Standing Fleet is now up, and it has been running for about a week at this point. I would love to see more people in that. It's been running pretty well. I've been hanging out in the fleet some nights and listening, and am participating in some of them, and I think it's been going well. It could definitely use a few more people, but there have been lots of kills and just activity. And if you don't get to participate in standing fleets or have not done it before, I'd recommend it. It's a good way to meet people, to have fun, and to spend your time while you're playing this game. Let me go through my list here and see what else I got. Yeah, I think I've gone through everything that I wanted to hit. We have a pretty short agenda this week. We had a lot of discussion, meeting, a lot of important, you know, organizational stuff going on behind the scenes, which is stuff that you guys do not need to be bothered about. So I will open it up to questions. If you got questions, throw them in here in Elysium on Jabber, and I will answer your questions to the best of my ability. Benjamin Hayward says, do you think Frat and Horde will actually reset each other, or do you think it's just gas from goblins? I think that their standings will change. That's as far as I would go with that. Dark Litter rule when, says Super Magnet. So I mentioned this before. We are watching the ice belts. Please mine the entire ice belts. We do not actually want to have to implement a rule, and we have seen a dropping of people cherry picking since I mentioned it last week. Please continue to do that. If you guys can do this voluntarily, it would be very good, rather than having to implement a rule. Have we considered using co-op Loki as a cheaper Sif alternative, especially for standing fleet? That's not something that's under consideration right now. Who's going to win the football game? Hopefully Miami. That's what I hope. When will we be able to claim the available moons not already assigned? I can't speak to that. I don't know if that's actually a plan. More Dan info, please. Tomorrow, Xavery Dosha. Yeah, I'm watching I got the Clemson game on as well, Jay Taylor. Asher, will Horde FCs get recommended for actually attacking Frat? I mean, I have no idea. I know what you're getting at. We'll see. How are we doing with installing Skyhooks in our new space? Good question, Carrick. I think we're pretty much done or almost entirely done. Which one is better, Yellowstone or Landman? Is this like a TV show question, or I don't know what Landman is. Yeah, how dare you? Apparently I'm not knowing something, so... Cassador throws me a softball and says, where's the best place to show thanks to leadership for all the hard work they put in over the last 2 months to make our new space fucking sick? Here's a good place. Leadership is listening. If you guys want to, if you see someone who's been doing a lot of work or that you want to shout out, send them a message, DM them. They will not get mad, I promise you. And whenever someone is doing work for you and you send them a message of thanks, they will always appreciate it. One of those things I had to learn in life was that it's never wrong to say thank you to someone and to spend your time messaging them. Is Yellowstone and Landman TV programs? No, Yellowstone's a TV program. I don't really watch TV. Email me is a good place to do it. It will be handled within the next 3 to 4 years. Brodog says 85% of our space is fully upgraded. Final 15% will be slowly rolled out. Oh, yeah, Secret Santa. If someone wants to link Secret Santa, that's a good point. Yeah, there we go. Good job, Mirren. Jay Taylor says, my daughter is started August 15th at St. Thomas in Miami on a lacrosse scholarship. We're in the Tampa Bay Clearwater area. Big Miami Canes fan and Dolphins. St. Thomas Aquinas, the high school? If so, that's a great school. Zoe signed up for Secret Satan instead of Secret Santa. That is a common mistake. Is Asher the 23rd best FC in GSF, or has he risen up? No, Asher has dropped. All right, Diogenes says, a dumb writing question. Oh, well, you've come to the right place then. With Havens being the only content Stormbringers and Smart Bomb Max can now do, any consideration designating certain systems to Stormbringers and Smart Bomb as over BS Riders, similar to how? So, Dio, we do not have that under consideration right now. It'll be something that we could consider, but it's not on the agenda currently.
I assume there are enough havens and et cetera, and cats, et cetera, that you can do it where no people are.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that we're thinking about, is that, you know, there are systems in the outer area that can very well go to that. And my guess is that people want to be doing it in Impasse or Tenerifus, which is less likely to be happening. What can we do to keep making goblins rage? Yeah, that's forming up, neat guy. That's all you got to do. Will repro and copy research structures get improvements over time, i.e. Tataras and Athenors? That is something we will be doing over time. We are not anywhere near done with our economic zones. Is there a progress report on the Jez setup? How much is complete? It is not complete. I don't know the exact thing. You know, that's a Kunmi question. And Kunmi is out for the holidays right now. Mnar is throwing out a preview an advertisement for Faction Mies. That's a good advertisement if you're interested. Why doesn't Horde form? Horde will form. They just will like to form, you know, on the highest, you know, benefit to them, and when they're at the least danger. That's sort of their raison d'etre. So, expecting that. As Beyond says, blue donks are hell balls. All right, and by the way, guys, I just want to let you know that as American Thanksgiving has now passed, it is appropriate to play Christmas music and put up your Christmas decorations. So if you're wondering when, now is the time. Mad props to the Beehive FCs. Yeah, Beehive's been great. We have seen a lot of people running that. And if you guys want to be making big money, getting yourselves into a beaconing ship and running it under the Beehive is a great way to do that. Christmas skin for the UALX Keepstar. I love that idea, Sapphire. Let's see if I can make that happen. I don't want to share that right now. How's Lending be doing? Very well. We're looking at some new programs, so if you guys are looking to get cash, we can loan it to you at an extremely, extremely low rate. We're looking to free up more money. Actually, not free up, just give them more money to loan out. What's your favorite Christmas food, actor? Now we're in my wheelhouse. You know, a Christmas ham with some mashed potatoes? Ah, delicious. A little honey glazed ham. You guys know what I'm talking about? You have a nice crescent roll right before that? Are you hungry? I haven't eaten yet today.
The day after.
I usually will get some nice like sourdough bread, make some sandwiches, toast the bread. Is it weird to glaze yourself? I actually think that's a requirement to be the leader of GSF. Did you sign up for Secret Santa, Asher? If so, will you gift the Imperium to your giftee? I will not curse anyone with that. I haven't signed up yet, but I am going to. I put some leftover baked ham into the skillet to get some char on it, and it was amazing. I feel like fireside questions often devolve into talking about movies and or food. Have you guys noticed that? Kazian says, "A well-oiled space empires is leadership's constant. Weekly gift to all of you. What a nerd!
Like talking about Die Hard being an obligated Christmas movie.
Yeah, we will get there. We're not there quite yet. We need a couple more weeks before we can start talking about Die Hard.
Okay.
Asher, is there a plan for Imperium-wide SRP? There is no such plan. Each alliance handles its own SRP, and it is very extremely unlikely that that shall ever change." The reasoning there is very simple. Each alliance gets taxes from its own members, so it makes sense for them to do their own SRP. You know, a member of another alliance outside of Goonswarm Federation doesn't pay anything into Goonswarm's pockets, so it would be just a straight loss, and then transferring the tax onto Goonswarm membership to SRP and another alliance. Yeah, we should do a Christmas watch party. By the way, guys, I am going to ping this out. I am going to do a sumo watch party potentially tomorrow. I will ping it out when it happens. So if you're interested, we're going to watch the last days of the last Bashos tournament. I have not seen the results yet, so I'm sure many of you have not as well because you don't watch sumo. But I think that could be a fun thing to do. Any updates on the DC? I do not like the terminology you use there, but their ESI compliance is increasing, Ragnar. So, you know, if you can still report to a Grinstorm Federation diplo, if you see them ratting outside of their space in your space, I shouldn't say your space, in Imperium space, but their ESI compliance is increasing, and that's what we desired. I like sumo because it's nice to see folks fatter than me be athletic. That is probably a thing that a lot of goons like. There was this one. There's this one wrestler, Hoshoryu. He is a Mongolian guy, and dude is ripped. He is jacked, and he's put on probably, you know, 60 pounds, which is like what, 18 kilos? No, it's like 28 kilos. And it's funny because he was a totally ripped dude, and now you cannot tell. You know, he's added fat over it, but it was interesting to watch him because, you know, he's ripped. It's just under a little bit of fat. We learned that Zoe is 4 pounds, which sounds unhealthy, but, you know, for you. Are there any more plans for more Ansiblexes in Impasse, says Pharrell. So no, there are no more plans. The way the new SOB works is essentially we have wrung out every single Ansiblex that can go into Impasse. So, and in most places, without a serious restructuring of our space, and then also lowering the amount of like ratting, mining, and other things people could do. So it is unlikely that there will be more jump bridges. This current network is likely to be the one that we'll have for the foreseeable future. Yeah, we are putting another jump bridge in, but not in the way you might be thinking. Have the rules on Merc Den maintenance been decided, says Sapphire. So, yeah, so tomorrow. Watch for info from your corpse tomorrow, and there will be a lot more info then. Is there any plan for the Beehive expanding out of Impasse if we get more people in Beehive? So, if you're talking about two zones, there's no plan for that right now. We have expanded the Beehive radius a little bit since then. So we've already expanded it. Another zone is not currently in the planning. Can you comment on the need for more people in Cap Swarm? You know, people can always join Cap Swarm. I don't feel like we actually have a need for it necessarily, but in the sense that we have plenty of people in Capsworm, but it's always welcome to have more people join. And I think as people see the income-making opportunities that you can get from running a Dread in Beehive, we will get more Dread pilots just joining Capsworm naturally.
And after you have a Dread, get a carrier, because carriers are very useful also.
Mm-hmm. Any updates on new doctrines? So we have been in the lab. There is one potential doctrine coming out in the next few weeks, but that has not been locked in yet, so I'm going to say maybe. Are the PvP Dread priorities still the same? Yes, they are. We want Zerns, RNIs, and Phoenixes. Those are our top three. Phoenix Navy issue, Revelation Navy issue, and Zernitra. Your Thanatos is actually useful, yes.
Yes.
I mean, a regular carrier, not a super carrier.
And if you have a super carrier, please get a regular carrier for your super carrier alt, so you can also join normal carrier fleets, because those are a thing.
Is CAD going to be moving their staging? Yes, that is going to happen in the near future. Is there any plan for more mining upgrades in Impasse rather than ratting ones, says Isaac Heisenberg. There is no current plan, Isaac. We are going to watch and see what happens with the MER first, and then we'll make decisions after that. So that should come out in the next week or so, I'd imagine, and then we'll take a look at it, we'll calculate, and then we might move it around.
To clarify, but on the CAD thing, we are going to reposition them in Delve. They are not leaving Delve.
Yeah, good call. We will just move them to another system in Delve at the appropriate time. Zintage says Impasse was basically built to be max mining anyway. Yeah, we try to put a lot of mining in there. I think that basically this may be a thing where people don't realize that... Clemson might come back in this. This might be a thing where people don't realize that there is a CCP limit on this, essentially. And you know, that we are working with what CCP has given us. And it's not a thing where we don't want to give you more mining. It's a thing where CCP is basically locked in mining into certain systems. Elkris says, question, inquirious as a Rourke, if I start mining, should I get a Delve 911 if I get tackled? You should not use Delve 911 if you were inquirious. You should talk to a local alliance there if you are like Lawn or DC or IGC, whoever it is. That would be the person who would be responsible for saving you, or Brave, as they all have space there. Delve 911 would be if you're in space closer to the eastern area. All right. Game time. Catch y'all later. Have a good one. See you next week.